how did it come you be a Raider? Did you contact Del Rio? He contacted you knowing the history that when you were drafted to the Jaguars, he was a coach there?
I mean, you know, everybody always being looked at, no matter what team you're on. I mean, I think all the coaches and everybody pay attention to and watch film as they're watching their team get better. So, I mean, it was just a no-brainer for me to just come back to Coach Jack. I mean, I know him and you know me, and he know what to expect from me, and I know what to expect from him. So, I mean, I just wanted to be comfortable, and I felt that I'd be comfortable here with a young, up-and-coming team.
You feel like, given how long you've been playing this game, that missing this off-season program isn't going to be that big of a deal, even when you're working with a new partner back there and a young kid?
I mean, I kind of know what to expect. I mean, it's 10 years. So,
right.
I mean, I don't think too much going to change, you know, with camp and everything. So
right.
I know what to do, and the mindset of doing that, getting that job done. So I don't think it set me back any time. I just was dealing with some issues, and you know, I'm here.
With Woodson being gone and you having double-digit years, are you kind of like the new Pops back
the
there?
The new Pops?
Yeah.
Nah, man, I'm young, man. Like fine wine, man. I'm getting younger. So, I mean, I'm having fun, man. I'm blessed to have another year underneath my belt and, you know, be a part of the Raiders. And, you know, I'm going to take advantage of that, man, and bring along the young guys and keep it moving.
For you, it's is it same old camp, different uniform, pretty much?
I mean, like I said, I've been in the game 10 years, man. Mm-hmm. Camp is camp, man. It's all about you getting better. I mean, getting the chemistry down pack with all the your other teammates and stuff, and it started at camp. I mean, everything started right now. We got the veterans rolling here, and we're going to work at it.
What are your impressions of Carl? Have you got to know him a little bit?
Oh, Carl, he's hilarious, man. He's a great guy to be around, and I can't wait to sit down with him and you know, see what he sees and ask him about things that, you know, that quarterback sees. So, I mean, Carl is a great leader, and, you know, I had a chance to talk to him and stuff, and it's exciting to be around a good quarterback like that.
Richie, what sets Coach Del Rio apart from other NFL head coaches? Last year he came in here and really kind of took the steps to resurrect this team with a huge improvement in wins. But what is it that kind of defines his leadership and his organizational skills?
I mean, Coach Jack is his own man. I mean, he always been like that, and I see he haven't changed that. So, I mean, you know, you watch Coach Del Rio work. I mean, he was a player, and he know how I feel to be out there. So, I mean, Coach Jack is his own man. So I can't compare him to any other coaches, and that's what I love about him.
When did you start feeling 100%?
I've been 100%. You just haven't seen me.
Okay.
So you ready to roll first practice? You're out there full go, full everything?
I'm ready, man. I'm going about doing the process to continue on, you know, getting out there to the field. And when coach say that he want me full go, then that's when it'll happen. So when y'all find out, I'll find out.
What's a perfect Reggie Nelson hit? Take me through.
A perfect Reggie Nelson hit? Oh, man. I mean, just making the tackle. I mean, that's the most important thing, just making the tackle. I mean, if you hit somebody and he's still going, it don't make nothing perfect about it. I mean, just getting the man down on the ground and, you know, just working.
Your role you think you would like to play here besides a leadership role? I'm assuming that's a given there.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm here to compete regardless and bring along the young players and get them going and show them how to be pros and lead by example. I mean, leadership would come as I lead by example. So, I mean, it's all about being a teammate, and that's what it is. But at the end of the day, you had to compete.
Stats-wise, I mean, you had a career year last year. Aside from the wins aspect of it, how do you build upon that?
I really don't care about stats. I mean, as long as we're winning, I mean, everything else will take care of itself. I never did pay attention to stats, and, you know, if you ask me, I couldn't even much name it off the top of my head, so... I mean, as long as we're winning, that's the only thing I care about, getting the chemistry down with the team.
Reggie, there's a lot of talk about expectations this year. How do you get beyond expectations? And will this team, you know, meet those expectations and get beyond?
I mean, just playing football. I mean, everything else will take care of itself. I mean, you can't be worrying about everything else. I mean, you worry about high expectations, then you're worrying about the wrong thing. All you got to do is play football. like I said, just let it take care of itself.
There are lots of young guys on this team that have never been better than 7-9 ever. Is that something that you kind of have to preach to them or talk about, or is it something that you just kind of show?
I mean, that's last year. It's a new team. I mean, there's no way in the world they should be worrying about last year.
Okay.
I mean, so what they need to do is focus on this year and this day one camp that's coming up, and that's how it starts. Start from scratch.
Reggie, it's not just last year. It's been since 2002.
I understand that. But it's a new team, new coach. I mean, you can't worry about all the last years. I mean, you got to worry about right now. And that's the beginning. And that's why we're here for camp, to start from scratch.
All right, before Will Chris wraps us up here, one quick question. What did you do during the offseason that was fun? Did you go anywhere different? You haven't gone before?
I did not. I was here just relaxing, trying to get settled in, and you know, like I say, I was here in OTAs, and just when the coach say I'm ready.
What did you do for vacation? You didn't go anywhere?
Nothing for vacation, all work.
Okay.
All right, thank you guys.